to the Inspired Change Summit, presented by Earth is Waking Up. This is your host, Jeremy Anderson. Today, we're absolutely in for a treat as we'll be talking with a very special guest, Maria Whalen. Do you ever notice with your health that you don't feel as free and liberated as you'd like to? Are you curious about this concept of five pillars of health? Do you feel like you're a slave to medications? Are you fed up with big pharma? Do you know how to heal yourself from anything? If these are some of the questions that go through your mind, stay tuned for this program today, this chat with Maria. Her program is called Invincible Wellness, and for good reason. As a pioneer of true individual health freedom, Maria Whalen is transforming alternative and Western medicine worldwide. After battling back from near death and healing herself completely of so-called incurable diseases, Maria created her groundbreaking Invincible Wellness system. Maria reveals how to become your own doctor and gain complete control of your own health so you never become sick again. The Invincible Wellness system frees you from today's healthcare system, giving you complete and total independence. She is the figure that industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and titans of business turn to for invincible health. If health freedom, liberation, and independence are important to you and you want to protect your greatest asset, you and your health, then you must experience the powerful interview by author, international speaker, and leader of the self-sufficiency movement, Maria Whalen. Welcome and thanks for being on the show, Maria.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah, you've got a powerful story. It's in your video, so we don't need to go into it too much right now, but maybe if you could just give us a real high level of your story, your background, how you came to the discovery of this program and why it matters to all of us, whether we think we're healthy or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my story is definitely, I think, you know, you've heard it, if you kind of have an idea of it.
I cried a few times listening. Very inspiring.
Good, yeah. And as you know, there's quite a cliffhanger in there, so I don't want to spoil the story, so I'll direct people where they can hear it if they'd like to. But yeah. I'll just kind of encapsulate it, because, yeah, I get that question all the time, and a lot to tell my whole story, so I'll highlight kind of the important pieces. I spent many years with kind of being sick. It's a tough word. You could use illness, disease, all that kind of stuff. But you know how it starts. It starts with the things we call little ailments, and they're really not the little ones, actually. But, you know, we call them that nowadays. And really, it's, you know, when that's not addressed, it always starts to creates a domino effect, and they stack on top of each other, and it tends to get worse, and the diagnosis titles get bigger and bigger. So, you know, when I started out younger, I was actually a boxer, and so I looked very healthy on the outside. And so, again, that's another illusion we have, right, that health means the way you look externally. It doesn't always mean that. So that was true for me. Had a lot of internal suffering. But I spent many years down that path, and slowly my health just kept declining, you know, year over year. It got to the point where I had three rare autoimmune diseases. One would send me into a coma every other week. So the suffering level was pretty high.
Coma every week. I could, pretty bad.
a little bit to deal with. But if anybody's ever been through that kind of thing, like my medical file was about 10 inches thick, and it's like the millions of procedures and tests and experts and blah, blah, blah you go through. It's a nightmare, right? Yeah. So I get it. I ran the gamut. Now, I won't ruin that part of my story, but really, there's a major thing that happened that created my awareness. Now, a lot of people get hung up on one part of my story, and I'm gonna really separate that, because it's really important, because why I do what I do now isn't because I realized Western medicine wasn't about health. It wasn't about healing or curing or anything like that. And so my beef isn't with Western medicine, because honestly, it's kind of a no-brainer nowadays. You have to want to be a slave to that system, you know, to not see that it's not about health.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not about healing. It's about management, and it's about chasing an ailment or silencing ailments. So, you know, when I became aware of that, you know, I was done with that system. So really, for me, honestly, the major awakening, I call it, the first one was what got my attention and made me come back into like, hey, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. I'm not going to accept this. My body's not meant to do this. You know, I'm taking over. But when I started to try to figure it out naturally, that is when I stepped back and went, hold on. We have a big, you know, there's a bigger problem, because this system, the alternative system, the holistic system, is really where my beef is, because this system has the potential to do all that's needed for people to be that. But what's happened is it is just as fragmented. It's just as confusing. We're using at least, you know, the method and the tools aren't dangerous. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's better than the other option. But what I experienced when I was trying to figure it out myself was what most people who come to us experience, right? They're like, oh my gosh, I have tried everything. I'm exhausted. Everybody says something different. Mm-hmm. You know, I get a little better. I'm not completely. I still have this ailment or this ailment. You know, they've tried the mental, emotional piece. You know, I'm trying to think positive. I'm doing this energy work, or I've changed my diet, or I've done this cleanse or this detox. I've taken this supplement. I've tried this practitioner and this modality.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. You know, it's exhausting even just talking about it, right?
Yeah.
You can imagine when you feel sick. So when I went through that, that's when I realized we need a third system here. And, you know, when I figured it out and I healed myself, it was because I stepped back and I saw what was missing. And I also had a different goal for myself. And that goal is what I achieved. And so that is what I realized is so desperately needed. It's needed in our entire world, but especially in our culture right now. In America, it's such a big deal. And it's probably more important right now in our day and age than ever has before, that people are not just not sick, but they know how to never get sick. So when the alternative system isn't working, where do people end up? Back on Western, which is why we need a solution, right? So, so that's what I created. So when I created the Invincible Wellness System, it was about health freedom. It's not just about ailments. Because honestly, the secret, illnesses, ailments, all of that stuff, people hate when I say this, but it's actually fairly easy to heal your body of almost anything.
Wow.
That's not the hard part. So so that's where the secret lies.
Wow. So it sounds like one of the biggest shifts is going from, and where I think that what you're saying is alternative medicine has been failing and struggling, is that they're copying the same paradigm as Western medicine, where they're just trying to treat the symptoms for the most part.
You nailed it, man. That was very few people. I'm telling you, I'm on the phone with hundreds of people in my field and experts, and they can't even wrap their head around even what I'm talking about, because nobody's doing it. And I get it. It's not their fault. It's just, we've basically taken their model, and we're just using different tools, but we're following the same thing.
Yeah.
And what I mean by, just so people can wrap their head around it a bit, is if you're still saying, I have insert any ailment or title here, if you're still saying those words, we're on the wrong track. And who doesn't do that? Everybody does that now. You know, my people are trained. They know to say there's two questions. I'll actually give this secret out. This is what I tell people. There's two questions you want to ask behind every ailment. And do you want me to share it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So first of all, and it always has to be both questions. So it's, what am I doing that's getting in the way of my body being able to heal itself? And what am I not giving it that it's asking for?
Right.
Those two things are where we want to focus our attention. Not just that, but, you know, don't everybody hangs their hat on one thing I say, but it's that mixed with it. It's that question that should be the vision. Like, that's the intention. That's where you're focusing your energy. How you do that is different. So when instead of saying, I have fibromyalgia or I have chronic fatigue, I have Lyme's, anything, I don't care what title you want to put there, you don't have that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first thing. And that is the hardest thing for people because we're like, our mind gets warped, right? We're experiencing,
it's real.
Yeah, exactly. And it is, but we have to remember is that that word that we've put on it is just a word us humans have put there to help us understand the body in a way. But it's not, it's kind of like, I always say, it's kind of like if your kid comes to you crying because they're dying of thirst.
Yeah.
And we go, oh, he has thirst problem and put tape over their mouth. You know, it's instead of actually giving them water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing. And so it's not an issue. It's not a title. It's your body is out of, it's a system issue. Okay. It's never just that ailment. So even something as specific and targeted, like, okay, you have a thyroid issue. You don't have a thyroid issue. You have a system issue.
Yeah.
You know, I always ask people, tell me one place on your entire body, head to toe, that operates by itself.
All of it?
There is nothing. There's nowhere where it operates by itself. Exactly. So why do we think that way? Like, why would we approach the body that way? It doesn't work that way. That's why we don't have the results of health freedom, not just getting rid of ailments. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
how?
That's a big paradigm shift, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because alternative health is just kind of copying the same shadow patterns that the Western medicine has been functioning from. And so rather than recreating the system in a way that actually truly works, they're sort of replicating something that doesn't quite work. It's got some good stuff, but like you said, you know, they've just got some different hammers that don't cause as many side effects and different tools.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So, you know, we need a revolution, right? That's what I created. So, you know, even just, I'll tell you, in the last 7-9 years that I've been doing, actually utilizing my system with people, because I was helping people before that one-on-one, and I created it this way because I didn't want any limitations of who it could reach and help.
Right.
So, you know, now we're global, but I did it that way. But when, you know, in the beginning and even up till now, the number one thing, the hardest part, you're going to have people come to me with 2 weeks to live, half their body parts removed, years of, you know, whatever it is, chemo, whatever kind of treatments, you know, and they turn it around. But it's not about, that's not the hard part. The hardest part is us wrapping our head around what health freedom looks like and means.
Yeah.
And that's unbelievable to me, but I get it. It's no one person's fault, and it doesn't make anybody in Western and alternative a bad person. Mm-hmm. So it's never a personal attack on them, because especially in alternative medicine, most people get into what they get into because of their experience. That's why I tell people, don't listen to that part of my story, because that's not why I know what I know. It's not just because I healed myself, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not because I've helped other people. It's the method. It's because I saw what was broken and what was so needed for people. So let me define health freedom.
Okay.
So we're on the same page, because I think that'll be really important.
Oh, great. All right.
So, yeah, so it's three things, and it has to be all three to reach that level. And this is my definition of it, okay? So my definition is you have to know how to heal anything right now. You have to know how to never get anything, and you need to know how to do it all yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, because I had spent so many years on the Western side of going to office visits, if anybody's done that rat race, it's exhausting, absolutely exhausting. I don't want to take off work one more day to have to go to an appointment. I don't want to have to sit and tell my history one more time.
Yep.
You know, I everything. And it was the same with alternative. I'm like, okay, I'm tired of your best friend going, oh my gosh, you have to go to this person. They're so good, you know? And then you go and you're like, yeah, they're good, but that didn't fix me. You know,
right.
That wasn't a problem. Or I go home and I go, okay, great. I have 100 supplements. I have no clue why I'm taking them. I don't know what I'm doing. So it's all good stuff, but it's not going to get us to health freedom. So just that first definition, how to heal anything, that, as you know, we just talked about, that's already a showstopper, right? You go, okay, have to completely reprogram that in my head.
Yeah.
The second one is just as much. Like, know how to never get anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just feel indestructible. Right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I have this conversation a lot with people where they're like, oh, I totally agree. I have learned to listen to my body. I'm like, well, you can't listen to something that you don't know how to interpret.
Right.
You know, that's great. And you also can't just wishful thinking go, I'm healthy.
Yeah.
You know, tell me why you know you are. And, you know, it's just like a mechanic who builds an engine. That mechanic knows about that engine because they built it.
Yeah.
So we didn't build this body, but we sure can learn about it on a actual, like, mechanical level, right? That's what we call physiology.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense? Anatomy and physiology, it's like you got to know the parts and how they work.
Yeah, well, what I like to say is that our physical does matter. You know, if we're drinking gasoline or eating GMOs or anything that's really hard on our body, it doesn't matter how positive we're thinking, we're still going to notice some effects unless we're so powerful like Jesus that we can overcome those things. But most of us aren't there yet. Right?
Exactly. And I don't know about you, but I'm not up for risking my life like that. So, you know, why we do that a lot. A lot of people do that. And I think there's some human nature to it too, where I see people constantly talking about their friends or loved ones who are suffering from something, or they got this surprise diagnosis and everybody just says, we'll pray for you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? But it's so hard for us to get to the point because we don't want to think about it happening to us. So we kind of go into denial, like it won't be me. I'm good, you know, or just wishful thinking. I hope it's not. Now, how empowering is it to go, I know I'm not going to, because I actually know how to set my body up in a way where it is a shield, you know?
Yeah,
it's like you become a superhero.
Yeah, it's a whole different mindset. How, you know, how does one go from from identifying with these illnesses to the point where they can be so sure that they're in great health and to know if anything shifts, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Can you,
it is a huge thing. So you want me to tell you how? Is that what you wanted to know?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yep, exactly. So, okay, so the basic bottom line, obviously it's a bigger conversation. I walk people through this process for 3 months because, you know, you got to actually know and you got to have the distinctions. That's really where the rubber meets the road. But on just a big picture level, there's 5 places the body heals everything from. It's the 5 places your body operates everything from. So much like a business, you can't just have one department, you know. You can't run a business with no marketing or no sales or no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's accounting and finance type thing, you know. So this is the same way. You cannot take one pillar away. So there's 5 pillars, I call them. And that is your DNA, your hormones, your immune system, your physical structure, and the mental emotional component. So those 5. Now, what I will say, and I've gotten a little bit more vocal about this. I always tried to play the nicey-nice game on this. But honestly, I feel for my, like, I'm not in this business because I wanted to be a healer or because I wanted to be in the health business. You know, that's great. I love helping people get to this level, but I'm in it because I want to change where the power lies. I want people to stop being a slave.
Yeah.
I want us to take back control. And a lot of people will use those words. Oh, take back control of your health, blah, blah, blah. You can't tell people that unless you actually have a map for them to do that and how to do that, you know? So it's got to be tangible. It really has to be tangible. So the words like hormones, I will tell you that I guarantee when I walk people through what that really means, it has nothing to do with what you've Googled, what you've read on somebody's emails, what you've read on a blog, what you've heard from an expert. It will have nothing to do with any of that. I mean, it'll be parts of it, but the distinctions are so different. That's what changes the game. So it's the same with each category.
Yeah, results are a big indicator that something's working or not, right?
Yeah, well, that's a great point. And, you know, I also have to say, again, here's a distinction. Here's a perfect example. So when we say results, your definition of results and my definition of results might be very different.
Yeah.
Right? So I have people go, oh, I took this stuff and my stuff is gone.
Yeah.
So that's a result to them. And for me, that's not a result because I have three questions. One is, if it's something you have to take forever to keep it away, that's not a result to me. Because I'm still a slave to that. Yeah. If you don't know why it was there in the first place, you are still a slave to it. Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to make sure it never comes back, you are still a slave to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's why I say there's so much jargon in the industry that has confused people more because of it. Because a lot of us use it just a very flippant term. And so I get really specific to define to people what I mean by it, because what I look for with results are very different than what other people might look for results. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. And there has been a lot of people giving false hope, like, hey, I've got the panacea. I've got the one thing that's going to fix everything for you, because they're marketing, they're promoting, trying to get their stuff out there because they feel it's so good. And maybe they've seen great results in some people, but that still doesn't mean it works for everybody. It takes a more holistic system, right?
Yep. Huge, very big deal. And, you know, I even say that. It's like people will come to me, right, and we do the usual gamut. What's your credentials, you know? And it's like, when we're looking, if you're looking from these lenses, if these are your questions, I always shift it for people because we're asking the wrong questions.
Yeah.
We're really bad consumers, honestly. I teach people how to be good consumers in my program because I'm like, we got to use some critical thinking here. Just step back for a little and think, right?
Yeah.
Again, this is not Maria. I don't have a magic wand. Mm-hmm. I don't have a quick fix. It's not a pill, you know.
But you're brilliant, though.
Well, but see, you know why, though, is because I've worked with human bodies for
mm-hmm.
years. And that's the only way you learn it. You won't learn it in a textbook. And I didn't just work with human bodies, like helping people. I lived it, too. And the combination of the two is you listen differently. And so, you know, that's why. But still, it's not me. It's your body. You know, when I teach you how to work with your body properly, that's all I can teach you. Your body's the one that does, that needs the award, you know. It's
yeah.
the one that does what we call miraculous, which the body is like, really? I've known this all along, you know. Like, I've just been here waiting for you to work with me properly. It's not a miracle to the body. It's, you know, what we're walking around in is a miracle, right? Body
stop.
Is unbelievable.
Stop eating the junk food and drinking the soda. And
mm-hmm. Well, and just to take it to the flip side, because we think that a lot,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, honestly, I get a lot of people. I get more people, like, that's real common sense, right? Like, come on. Who doesn't know that your fast food or your crap drinks and stuff are not good for you? We all know that. When we choose that, we know we're choosing that. My issue is actually more on the side of the things people think are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot of people who are like, I just don't get it. I eat well. I juice. I've detoxed. I'm, you know, this. We get actually a ton of people in the holistic space who are actually practitioners of some sort because they still have ailments and can't fix it. But what does that illuminate? It only illuminates how the problem is that we don't have a complete system to work with a complete system. Our bodies are a complete system. So if you haven't worked with it in the right order and the right timing with the right tools,
mm-hmm.
it won't come together. So you can eat all the healthy things you want or think are healthy. But again, it's the distinctions. So,
yeah.
And if they're not in those five pillars, you're missing it.
Right. is a concept in all that I've seen across my exploring. This is a concept I've rarely seen or heard about. Can you talk a little more about this, bringing all those processes together and in the right order to really build the body up to where it's so strong, the immune system is strong?
Sure. You see how it, this is what I'm talking about. I love it. But you see how we're even like people like you, you've done a lot of work and a lot of research in the field, right? And it's still hard for us to really comprehend because we just don't do it that way, you know?
Yeah.
So whenever I used to work with people on a one-to-one basis, what would happen is there'd be so many different pieces and it would get scattered. And I'm like, it just doesn't work this way. You literally need to do it methodically. It's got to be one. So initially, you've got to bring up your vitality. That's the first thing. People's vitalities are too low. You know, build up your immune system and your vitality very quickly. Then you can start to manipulate your body, do other things to get it, you know, to get to the deeper work. But basically, you know, on the other side of that, an example, this is the only way a lot of people can kind of visually see this. So I use the example of hormones. And most people will hear the things out there like bioidenticals or your thyroid or adrenals, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
That is part of the system. However, there are a million things that influence that system and can throw it off. So if you're only focusing on that, you will never balance it. So the health of your liver has a lot to do with your hormones. Your essential fatty acids, getting the correct ones, the correct levels, your vitamin D, even getting the correct form of that. Most people don't even know that.
Right.
The correct levels of that. What kind of chemicals and toxins is your body being hit with? Because that's creating bad estrogen. On top of that, do you know how to flush the bad estrogens out of your body that you've accumulated all these years? You know, if you've got a candida issue, candida can mimic yeast or can mimic estrogen. The yeast mimics estrogen. So do you see what I'm saying? It's like all of a sudden we've got this massive pieces of puzzle. You know, we've got all these puzzle pieces scattered. And how does that feel? It feels overwhelming, right?
Yeah. So now we're talking about a lot of stuff here, keeping it mostly general. Can you talk real quick about how you know so much about this stuff? You went to school,
well,
right?
Yeah. But see, notice where we went to. How do you know this? Why do we not all know this? It should be basic. But,
right.
You know, it's because we're not taught that. By the time I went to school, I really did it because I thought, oh, I got to do it because nobody will believe me, you know, because I've done this myself. I've helped a lot of people already by that point. So I'm in school, and I tend to not be a very quiet one. I'm a bit of a warrior and a rebel. But, you know, I was blessed that the school I went to happened to be alternative and Western. So it was a combination. So I had to study every modality. Now, that's not what helped me, honestly. I was bored out of my mind. And so what I thought is, you know what, I'll just start adding to the class for fun just because, you know, it'll be fun to do. So what happened is all my professors started contacting me privately saying, hey, where did you learn that? Or can you help me with my health? And, you know, and that's when I stepped back and went, okay. What I thought has become true. You know, what I thought I experienced was, you know, most people feel the same way I do, that this is crazy and it's so fragmented, is exactly what I experienced when I went to school. My Chinese medicine professor knows Chinese medicine. He doesn't know everything else. And,
right.
and Chinese medicine isn't going to fix you by yourself. You know, I went to homeopathic school. Homeopathy is my baby. And at the same time, I didn't become dogmatic with anything I learned because what I saw was, yeah, I can help people get better very quickly with that medicine. However, it doesn't stick. You know, people kept getting sicker, they'd go out of balance because all the other pieces aren't addressed. So if it just to nutshell it, if it helps, it's that right now part of the biggest problem is in alternative medicine, we use modalities to focus on an ailment. And that is not what you want to do. You want to focus the five pillars. And when you're using a modality very intentionally, interwoven in a system towards those five pillars, that's when your body will respond. But we're chasing ailments still. We're chasing those titles. and those diagnoses and the illness, and that is not it. In fact, most of your symptoms are actually your body's way of protecting you.
Yeah.
So why in the world do we go chasing those and try to fix them? You go fix the organs and the systems that are causing that this body to communicate that, the body will stop doing it. Again, give the kid the water. Don't put duct tape over it. So
yeah.
We use that in alternative medicine. A lot of people use that analogy for Western medicine. Oh, all medicine does is silence the symptoms. Well, guess what? If you're still using a supplement or a modality towards that ailment and the symptoms, you're doing the same thing. You know, it's the exact same process. We're still not focused in the right area. We're still running down kind of the wrong hallway.
Yeah. So, just your brilliance. Okay. So I'm curious, first off, how you came across this, the systems thinking and realizing that we've got to tie all this together in a more holistic sense rather than trying to pigeonhole down each modality. How did you come across that awareness?
Part of it is just being a genius. Just kidding.
Own it.
No, really, it is, but it's not that. It's that, you know, we're all designed to see things differently. And, you know, I used to not own that. But really, when I look at an artist who does something I can't do, if I ask them, how do you do that? They don't know. They just are. You know, they just do. And I can only pinpoint it to a few things. One is that I was adamant that I was going to save my life. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been in a true fight or flight mode, you listen and you look differently. You hear things differently. You look at things differently. And I don't give up easy. And I, like I said, I used to be a fighter. I do have a fighter mentality. So I go all in. And I don't leave any, I don't leave any stone unturned. So, and I'm Sicilian, so the combination is kind of lethal, right?
Never mess with a Sicilian when life is at stake.
It's true. True story. So, you know, part of it is that. It's just I heard things and saw things differently, you know. Another piece to it is that after hearing a million things, I bought every ebook, I went to every practitioner, I tried every modality, I read every blog, I read, you know, every book there is out there, watched every documentary. I've done all that. You know, I did all that a long, long time ago, and before it was popular, before it was, you know, thing to do. So as I was doing that, I started just seeing a theme, and the theme is everybody ended up talking about one of those five pillars at some point. But what always ended up coming about everything I would purchase or go to is I still was like, yeah, but what about me? Like, I still need somebody to talk about me and my specifics because there is those uniquenesses, you know? So when people even go, oh, well, you know, has somebody else been able to heal themselves of XYZ? Why are you looking at what somebody else has done? Because the reason they got that and the reason you got that are two totally different reasons, you know? So, you know, you need that. So like when I designed my system, I literally 100% designed it based on all the things, all my peeves of what I couldn't stand that I wished I had had and my ultimate goal, which is I never want to go to anybody again. So I want to know how to be my own dentist. I want to have my own pharmacy. I want to know how to travel anywhere in the world. You could put me in a third world with some big disease scare outbreak, and I wouldn't even blink an eye. And I wouldn't for my 11-year-old daughter either. You know, I want to be that empowered that I feel indestructible, and I know I am. It would take a lot to take me down.
Yeah.
And I wanted people to come from that place. I want you to be able to do it from your computer. We shouldn't have to travel somewhere. You shouldn't have to take off work. You shouldn't have to sit for half an hour like a herd of cattle to be listened to, you know, and, you know, so I will.
15 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was being generous too. Right? But in the alternative space, people tend to spend more time with people because they understand that, but you still can't get into your lifestyle. You know, so, you know, I have health coaches that work with me around the world, and, you know, I work extremely close with them. There is nothing they do without working with me, you know, when we work with people. So, you know, if we're doing a health assessment, that way you have that customized piece, but you're still going into those five pillars, because guess what? We all have those five pillars. That is, you know, when people use those cliche terms, oh, there is no one size fits all. Well, there is actually, you know, but it's a both and, you know, there is a one size fits all, and there's the customized piece that's also needed. So we do both. That way there's nothing left unturned. And, you know, again, it's a process where you have to want health freedom as your goal, because you won't do – I so wish sometimes I could just sell the fairy dust and unicorns and rainbows.
It'd be more fun,
so
right?
Much easier. But you know what? Every time us as consumers buy into that, I don't care even if it's something that is – beneficial. If it's like, hey, heal your gut in 3 weeks, you know, your gut has a million pieces to it. You will not heal it in 3 weeks by focusing just on your gut. So when we buy those things, what are we doing? We're basically telling the industry to keep everybody start marketing like this, because that's what sells, you know. So we're part of the problem. I always tell people, like, you know, you got to be a savvy consumer. Look at whatever we're buying and endorsing is what we're encouraging. And so we've also all been a part of the problem, right?
Yeah.
Creating this fragmented thing, because most people don't want to do what I'm doing, you know, because it is a process. You got to be in people's life and everything. We're coaching. I'm changing the way you think and having to reprogram all that thinking. So, you know, you got to be up for that.
So could we talk more about your coaching program? Is this something that works for everybody, that it's just so easy, we can just pay you and somehow we'll be fixed? Like, what's involved? Do we have to go vegan or raw? Like,
oh, God, no. I hope not. Nope. So there's a bunch of questions in there, but you're not going to fit. I'm not going to fix you. You're going to fix yourself. So, yes, again, you know, the third part of that health freedom is know how to do it yourself. So I teach people how to do it along the way, so that when you're done with me, you're done with me and everything. I don't want people dependent on me, so I don't want to be part of the problem. So if you're not up for learning and you just want to be lazy and you want to let other people be in control of your health, I'm definitely not the person for you. So, you know, it is, again, you know, health freedom. Do you want to be empowered? Right now is no more important time I can tell you in history that you know how to be indestructible like that, that you know how to do it yourself and that you're fully in control. So critical. You know, your body, you know, when people go, will this work for me? Well, why would your body not work? If you knew how to work with it properly is the key, right? So If you actually do what you need to do and you're willing to do it, a lot of times we think so short term. You know what I'm saying? It's like going in to finance something. If you're only looking at the monthly payment and you're not looking at how much you're going to spend over the years, so you negotiate the bottom line, right? Mm-hmm. Very, very different. It's kind of like this. It's like, you know, I'm not inexpensive, but I'm also not expensive.
Yeah.
So when you look at, hey, I'm never going to have suffering. I'm never going to have a $1 million diagnosis, you know, and I'm going to have this for the rest of my life, for my whole family, including my pets. You know, is that worth it to you? And that's the kind of way we need to think. We need to think about, like, how that's health freedom. You know what I'm saying? It's like, do I want the bigger picture, or do I want, I always say, whoever you give your power to, whoever you're letting be in control of you, you're a slave to that. So yes. So hopefully that answers all those questions you asked. Does that make sense? Because,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to give you my workshop, and people can watch my online workshop, and that's where I explain a little bit more in depth on those five pillars, kind of show you the how and the why. You know, a lot of people, you know, I'm not going to tell you, go take this, and this. I'd be only part of the problem. So, of course, I'm not going to tell you, you know, hey, go do a piece of this or a piece of that. But what it can do for you, even if people don't work with us, which is fine with me, I'm not attached to that at all, because I really want people who are serious about health freedom anyway. Mm-hmm. But what it can do for you is you can go, oh my gosh, I see why I'm not getting where I want to get or the results I want to get, because I've only been focused on one or two or three of the pillars instead of five. Or I'm doing it in the wrong order, in the wrong timing, with the wrong tools, or any of the other things that I teach in there. So that's a gift to your audience. I really encourage everybody to watch it. Now, at the end of it, there's an application. We only do an application process. So like I said, you can't just buy my program, and we don't do a hard sell on there because I don't care about that. It's like that, the saying, like, there's somebody who just posted today something about that. Like, we can ask the universe to show us things, but if we're not ready to see and hear it, we won't anyway, uh-huh. You know? So it's the same concept. It's like, you know, when the student's ready, the teacher's already been there, right?
Yeah.
So I want to know that when it resonates and they get it and they use that critical thinking and go, hey, how could this not work? And why would I not want to do this? What else would I do?
Yeah.
You know, why would you want to be on the hamster wheel anyway? But either way, if that is something that resonates for people, there's an application process. It's a no-brainer. There's a no-show deposit, but all that means is if you don't show up, that's the only time you'd have to pay. Otherwise, it's a free, conversation to have about it and how we can help people. And we find out if we're a good fit and if you're a good fit for us. So that's it. Otherwise, the workshop is a great, great tool, a great resource to really kind of see how the whole thing can help, you know, people focus their attention properly.
Yeah. So another tidbit is I wanted to ask if there's any limitations age-wise, because I was talking with a mutual friend earlier, Aram, and she mentioned that you'd worked with her daughter and really helped her. And she said that I have permission to ask you about that on the show.
No, cool. Yep. Yeah. No, her daughter was, I think, 8 or 9 when we worked with her. And, you know, she called and said she has Crohn's. They want to, you know, the next step would be cutting your intestines, right? So she actually did my VIP program. And so I actually traveled there and, got them all set up and helped out and all that good stuff. But, you know, her daughter was better in just a matter of a week or two.
Yeah.
Not 100%, because I don't want people to think that, but, you know, because I always want you to do the full work to clear things. But you can get yourself better very quickly if you do things the right way. And so that's a little girl who was extremely suffering, and it was not hard to turn around. And she was probably one of the most difficult people I've worked with, because she's so picky, because her taste buds had been they've been challenged so much. When you have internal issues like that, you know, that when you have that breakdown going on, your taste buds aren't reacting the same, your neural pathways, everything is different. So it was very difficult, you know. So the more compliant people can be, obviously, the faster you can turn things around. So I always have people that are like, so if I eat like one apple a day, will that heal me? You know, probably not. So it's amazing the questions we get. But, you know, that's the thing. If we're willing to do whatever it takes, you know, your body will heal anything it's created. So think about that. Anything your body's created. So, yeah. So, no, there's no age. You know, in fact, I really designed it to be something that a whole family can do together. You can do it for your animals as well. And, so it can be for one person. It can be for a whole family. It just really doesn't matter. So when we do our interview process, that's why we do that too, because we make sure it's customized to fit, you know, whatever each person's scenario is and where they're at. So, and that's funny that I didn't know you know Aram. That's awesome. Yeah. The whole family has done it.
Wow. Yeah, and I just talked with her this morning.
That's too funny. Small world, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I tend to be the person that a lot of entrepreneurs and big names in my industry come to because, you know, most people want that level of freedom. They don't want to be, I mean, even with your health insurance, wouldn't you like to be able to be the one to call the shots?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I do with my health insurance.
Instead
I'm like, nope,
them.
Sorry. I want that plan. I want the cheaper one. And it's got to be like this because I've got good health and I'm not going to use it unless it's a proper emergency.
Right.
So
instead of the
yeah.
insurance company specifying who we can and can't see and what's covered and what's not. And
even your rates each month, you know, because
right.
you need them more than they need you. So
yeah.
It is very different. You know, I did a call on that a couple of years ago on how to kind of beat Obamacare. And it's a powerful place to come from.
Yeah.
You know, we just don't understand it because we don't have a system right now that empowers people at that level.
So when you mentioned that you've worked with a lot of bigger names and entrepreneurs, it reminded me, can I read off some stuff from your bigger bio, that you were on Wake Up TV, on the Wake Up show. You were also in the movie The Shift with Dr. Wayne Dyer?
Nope, it's a different The Shift movie. It actually hasn't come out yet, so they're in production of that still.
Okay.
But yeah. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It's not about me.
Right. Well, and then some other names that you've worked with or been on stage with, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Jack Canfield, Laurel Langemeyer, Les Brown, David Wolf, who's one of my all-time favorites, Lisa Nichols, Kyle Cease, Dana Ullman, Kevin Harrington, Glenn Morshower, Donna Gates, Mike Koenigs, Evan Pagan, Queen Elizabeth.
And they're all people that, you know, we've done different things with on different levels and all that good stuff, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing for me because I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be a
right.
name because that's what's distracted people. And it's honestly,
yep.
you know, I prefer to stay more under the radar, but you know, I could snap
you.
My finger right now and I could be on every TV show if I wanted to be, but I don't want to be. And
right.
so, you know, a lot of those people are friends of mine, close friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that. So
that's
know,
one of the things I really appreciate you about you is you're super strong and powerful, yet humble enough that you're really sticking with your core objective of actually helping change the world where people could be more self-sufficient and self-empowered to take charge of their own health and their own lives. I really, really
yeah,
appreciate
we have,
that.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's if I wasn't committed to the reason I did it in the first place, which was, you know, we have some systems going on here, industries that are pretty powerful, and
mm-hmm.
that's never going to change until people rise up and stop putting other people in control of their health. So that is what motivates me, not money, not fame, nothing else, because honestly, 90% of the big name entrepreneur or internet marketers all have told me, you're crazy. You should sell each one of your modules individually. You could make so much money. And, you know, but at the end of the day,
yeah.
I don't go to sleep at night because of my bank
right.
account. You know, that's not what makes me.
They're in a different business. They're marketers and they're looking at the bottom line. They're still playing into that original capitalist system of the bottom line is what rules.
Totally. And there's nothing wrong with it. Other pieces, but there's a lot of people doing that in the health space because that's the only way to survive.
Because they're not looking at it holistically. Yeah.
Yeah, and they just don't really know how to do it any differently. So it's not, you know, to their fault. But, you know, if you're just teaching people how to help their hormones, it's not going to change things. And we're not protecting women from getting cancer. We're not protecting people from those things when we're just doing one piece of it. So.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? We're just perpetuating the problem. And I'm sitting back with a lot of these experts who are all getting cancer or all getting sick or all have ailments. And I'm like, okay, you guys, this is craziness. You know, if you're in the holistic space, don't call yourself a healer or a guru if you have ailments. Like, don't be helping other people if you don't know how to do this. You know, this is crazy. It's like, that's great you helped yourself with your digestive issues, but that doesn't mean you can, you know, you're going to help people get to this level. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough one. It's
yeah.
a very tough one because I don't want people to hear that as the alternative system is bad because, you know, hey, that's what we have, but we need to take it up another level and we really need to cohesively start looking more at comprehensive process. And when people say, oh, are you a healer? I'm like, no, I teach people how to be their own healer. Why would I want to? I'm not your guru. I don't want to be your guru. I want you to be your own guru, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we have a lot of. We don't need more healers. We need more empowered people and that kind of thing. So yeah.
Yeah. Highly, highly appreciate that in you. What other questions would be great to ask about your program that the listeners might appreciate hearing about? Anything we haven't covered?
Well, I can tell you that no matter what I say, I could say it a million times in a million different ways.
Yeah.
And I say you can, you know, your body can heal anything it created. People will still come to us and go, okay, but – You know, what about this one? I've been told this, this, and this. Or you don't understand my history and what I've been through.
Yeah.
So what I would say is be willing to step outside of what you think you know already, and understand that the things you've been told up till now come from people looking through a different lens.
Mm-hmm.
So that answer is true for them. Does that make sense?
So even if somebody says, oh, these genes just run in my family, and my parents and grandparents and everybody else have all had arthritis
XYZ.
Or heart attacks or whatever it is.
That's my pet comment. Thank you. Yes. If that was true, we'd all be running around like clones. We'd be exactly like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, genetics are not your, like, you know, there's a piece to that, and there's also – the other part where it is not your your destiny. It's not like it doesn't define you, and you know. I was told a lot of that crap too, and obviously, proven that's not true.
It's so pervasive. It's tough sometimes to get out of believing those things. How do we really?
Totally.
Do you have tricks for helping us overcome those sorts of beliefs?
Yes, it's called our coaching. That's the first thing I do. I told you I spend more time on that. So, you know, that's part of it, right? The process of coaching. That's why I was like, I'm not going to create an info product. You know, everybody needs a human being to hold your hand and walk you through it, because there's going to be – it's a dance. It's a very up and down process until you get on the other side of it. Once you're there, you live your life maintenance, not, you know, in surviving mode. You're in thriving mode. So it's the coaching is a big part of it, because, you know, we've got to have that bedside manner. You know, I love my people. My group, after people finish with us, I have a graduate program, and they've been with me for years, and we do a monthly call together, and it's like a family. So it is a very intimate thing, because, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I can pinpoint if somebody's issues are still perpetuating because of a bad relationship or something going on at work or something in their environment, because I know their whole life, and that's what's missing, right? Who knows that about you?
Right.
Like, you've got to have somebody who's like, pretend like, what if I was in your life with you, right next to you every day, and I got to see everything? It's going to be a lot easier for us to troubleshoot versus you just coming with the filter of what, you know, you want to say. Does that make sense? It's just so different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My doctor doesn't care. He just wants to cut me.
That's all they have to do. So, you know, again, it's not, you know, that's all they can do. Most of them are pretty handcuffed to do anything different. But the holistic side of it will try to do the same thing. You know, they're going to care more. They're probably going to spend more time. They're going to want to help heal you. But again, it's just pieces. You know, you're not going to put that whole puzzle together by just playing with a couple of the pieces.
Right.
And you got to have the whole framework, and you got to build on it properly.
So another question, since we're speaking with a global audience, does this apply just as well to anyone anywhere in the world as opposed to just in the U.S. with our exposure to Western medicine here in the U.S.?
Yeah, no, we have people all over the world in all kinds of countries. I mean, I've worked with people in Guatemala and everywhere else. It's, you know, it's a little bit different because we got to work with, I mean, even in the States, you know, there's certain states that people have a harder time, but of course they can, you know, ship things online. But there's a lot of countries now, most people have Amazon, things like that, where you can get resources. And people are, you know, honestly, I travel the world, and it's not just here. You know, that it's almost more dangerous in a lot of countries because they get this free medicine and they eat it like candy, and they think they worship America. And so they think that's the greatest thing ever. You know, and I watch it, and they actually have less of a filter to it. You know what I'm saying? So they just kind of blindly trust. And then there's the other half of a lot of countries as well. It's the complete opposite. You know, they get it. And because they're like, wait a minute, we've never done this before. Why in the world? You know, we've never had these diseases and these illnesses. So they put two and two together. They're a little bit wiser. But still, look, there's still stress, there's still environmental stuff. There's still that everywhere. Everybody still has things because if they don't know even how to nurture your body as you age is just as important, you know. So it's not just about an illness. It's like we have to know how to work with our bodies no matter where we're at what age we're at, because your bodies are always changing and evolving. That's the proper way to anti-age. You want to work on anti-aging. You don't go buy stuff for your skin. You work at the level. You know, that's how you do it.
A little Botox. That'll fix it.
Yeah, gosh, even natural stuff. It's like if you're dealing with external stuff with, you know, externally, it's not where it's happening. You know, it's an internal job. So very true.
All right, I just wanted to say to everyone listening, if you go to earthiswakingup.com/Maria, that's the page where we've got her bio and stuff. And then if you click on the special offer button, it'll take you to the page with her special offer page. There's also a button on there that you can click to watch the video. There's some testimonials, a bunch of great stuff. And once you watch the video, it'll give you a chance to consider applying for this program. It's, you know, it's not for everyone, and that's why Maria has the application process to make sure that, you know, she's not it helps to weed out the people that aren't serious and that might want to have less than positive intentions. So if you go there, you can get a better look. There's also a video at the top, which I love the beginning. the music is great. So let's see. Anything else that I haven't asked that you think might be helpful?
I think you're good, really. I mean,
cool.
People go to the workshop. You know, it'll help people understand a little bit better and go more in depth. It's a lot, you know, obviously you can't cover it on an hour conversation. So,
yeah.
You know, it's, you know, give yourself the gift and the time of sitting down and just listening, because, you know, I love the title of your stuff, you know, Earth is Waking Up. It's like we want to wake up, and we want to wake up and have tools. So, you know, that's what I hear a lot of people talking about is awareness and waking up. Well, that's great, but that's one piece of it, right? We actually need resources. We need a roadmap for people so that they can not just become awake, but they can become empowered. So that is what I would encourage people, is to go from awake to empowered. And that's going to require stepping up, being a warrior and saying, hey, I don't want to be a slave anywhere else. I'm taking back my power. And, you know, diving in, finding out every way you possibly can so that you are not out there vulnerable. You know, right now we're vulnerable. You're sitting, you know, you're kind of like playing Russian roulette, right, with our life. It's like, if I get a diagnosis, you know, I do, and then you deal with it. Or, you know, just thinking I have to suffer with, you know, because that is, or because somebody told you that that's the way it is, and there's nothing you can do about it, you know. It's not true. So challenge everything. That would be my biggest thing. Challenge everything, even natural, not just, you know, this isn't just about Western, like I said. So challenge all currently held assumptions.
Great. Thank you so much, Maria. Thank you to all the listeners. I hope that the people that are serious about getting more self-empowered with their health and their lives will really check this out. I can't think of many other programs that go to this level of empowerment. There's a lot of modalities that are helpful, but this is one of the gems that kind of pulls everything together. So I'm super honored to have you on the show
thank you. I call it the smartphone of health.
Yeah.
Like when we went from old school cell phones to smartphones, you remember how hard it was
to
wrap their head around it?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? We were like aliens looking at, you know, something. And now it's like we wouldn't even know what that is. So
I just saw somebody
pull
one out the other day, too. I was like, whoa.
You're like, that still exists?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So very much how it is, you know, nobody is doing what I'm doing. And now it's, I don't say that because it's a bragging thing, because honestly, it's much harder.
Yeah.
It's much harder to swim upstream. And but that's okay, because, you know, I don't know when it'll happen where this becomes the norm, but it might be when I've passed on. It might not be, but that's my goal, is that legacy. So it's kind of like people quote Steve Jobs all the time because of that, you know, he was a pioneer. And
yeah,
a lot of people, so
you're crazy until
like
it becomes caught on so well
normal.
That it's obvious and normal.
Yeah, exactly.
Until then, you're just crazy.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't care about people's opinions of me. So,
yeah.
So you know, it's all good. Making a difference in the world, that's all that matters.
Yep, I'm right there with you. Awesome. Thank you so much, Maria. Thanks again to all the listeners.
Thanks for having me. It was great talking with you.
Likewise. To everyone's thriving health, go out and conquer that health in the best way.
Right. Wake up and empower.
Yep. Take care and much love.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.